Hi, my name's Steve Gardner, and I'm here to guide you through the process of turning you into a permanent non-smoker who breathes fresh air. But before we start the process, I'd like to find out a few things about you and why you want to give up smoking, when you started smoking, and more importantly, I'd like to explain the process to you so that before we start in the process, you understand fully what's going on and you're not nervous. So first of all, why don't you sit down and make yourself comfortable? First thing is, check that if you have a cell phone, turn it off, or if there's any phones around, please turn them off because we don't want any unnecessary sound whilst we're doing the process. Now, how many cigarettes are you smoking a day? Is it 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe even more? But let's have a look as if you were smoking 20 cigarettes a day. That'll cost you round about $600 a month. Times that by 12, that's $7,200 a year that you're burning and putting up in smoke. Just think about that. What could you do with an extra $7,200? Now, before we go further, I'd like to let you in on a little secret. And the secret is, for this process to work, you have to want to give up smoking. Not need to, but want to. So you really have to look at yourself carefully and understand that you really want to give up smoking. If you don't want to give up smoking, there is a good chance that this process will not work and you'll start smoking again. So be very clear and honest with yourself that you want to give up smoking. So the next question I'd like to ask you is, when did you start smoking? Now, the vast majority of people start smoking in their early teens to late teens. And the reason is, quite often, because all the people around them were smoking, so they wanted to fit in. You see, at this age, we want to fit in. And fitting in overrides any consequences that might happen. So we normally smoke to fit in. So what happens then is that your non-conscious mind takes on that habit of smoking to fit in and turns it into a habit of survival. So in your non-conscious mind, you now have that smoking is a way to survive and to fit in. And that's why it can cost quite a bit of money, or it can get very, very hard to give up smoking. Now let's just have a look at what you take into your body when you're smoking. And the first product, which everybody knows about, is nicotine. Now, nicotine's an interesting product. Number one, it is highly, highly toxic. In the old days, people used to soak tobacco into water and then spray it on their crops to kill the pests. So it's a very, very good pesticide. But nicotine also, apart from acting on your pleasure centers, it constricts your blood vessels. So what this does is it causes your blood pressure to rise. So in effect, it actually causes more stress on your life. So cigarettes, or nicotine per se, doesn't reduce stress. It's actually the hand movement of smoking cigarettes. You do about 20 hand movements of bringing cigarettes to your mouth per cigarette. 20 times 20, that's a lot of hand movements. In fact, the only thing that you do more is that you breathe. The other thing that nicotine does, when it constricts your blood vessels, it constricts a lot of the small blood vessels to your skin. And this means that your skin gets malnourished, and that is why a smoker will often look at least 10 years older than what they are. Apart from that, you also, when you smoke, produce carbon monoxide. And your blood takes up carbon monoxide rather than oxygen. So once again, when you're smoking, your blood contains a lot of carbon monoxide and not the nourishing oxygen that it needs. Let's have a look at another big chemical that is in cigarettes, and one that most people don't know, and this is sugar. Yes, cigarettes are full of sugar. You see, when you cure tobacco for the highest sugar content that you can. And then, when cigarettes are being manufactured, the cigarette manufacturers add even more sugar to your cigarettes. And in fact, around about 20% of a cigarette contains sugar. So what does sugar do to you? Well, firstly, Your sugar is just like having a Coke. Every time that you have a little puff on your cigarette, it's like having a little sip of sugar. What this does is that your blood sugar levels just go up and down, and this plays absolute havoc with your insulin. And this is why quite often long-term smokers become diabetics. But sugar also, when you are smoking a cigarette, the heat can do two things to sugar. One, it can burn it, and two, it can break it down into a very simple sugar. When sugar burns, it forms a very highly carcinogenic product, something that is really closely connected to cancer. But what else happens is that the complex sugar breaks down into a simple sugar, and it is taken into your bloodstream very, very easily. And as I say, thus, it increases your blood sugar levels, and they go up and down like a yo-yo through the day. So now let's look at, what are your triggers? What triggers you to smoke? In other words, what activity in your day triggers you to smoke? Is it, do you smoke with coffee or tea? Do you smoke after a meal? Do you smoke when you're having a drink? Do you smoke when you're at parties, when you're stressed, or when you're bored, or some other thing? These are all triggers, all activities in your life that you've associated with smoking. So let's just come back again, and I'll ask the question again. Do you really want to give up smoking? Do you really, really? Of course, if you're absolutely sure about that, let's continue. You know that smoking is a habit. It is not an addiction. And the reason why I say that is, if smoking was an addiction, a person could smell secondhand smoke and immediately want to have a smoke. The other thing is that you can sleep through the night, or you can sit on a plane for a long time without smoking. And because smoking is a habit, it can be broken. Now, what are your three biggest reasons for you giving up smoking? Is it health? Are you noticing that your health is deteriorating? That you're having a shortness of breath? Or that your colds and flus take longer to give up? Is it that you want to live longer? Is it that maybe that you fear that you'll die an early death? Do you fear too that smoking cigarettes can cause cancer? Do you like the smell of smoking cigarettes? Do you like smelling like an old ashtray? Or do you want to give up because you realize that cigarettes are controlling you, actually controlling your life? Now, these are all good reasons to give up cigarettes, but I'll ask you this question. If you've got some of these good reasons, and they are good reasons, why haven't you given up smoking? Now, quite often people don't give up smoking, even for all these good reasons, because they believe that cigarettes help them to relax or relieve stress, or they don't have the willpower, or they enjoy a cigarette. And there are other reasons as well. All these reasons, as I say, are good reasons, but they shouldn't stop you from giving up smoking. So now let's talk about the process of quitting smoking. The process will take round about 1 hour, and it consists of a mixture of hypnotism and NLP, or neuro-linguistic programming. So let's talk about hypnotism first, hypnosis. Quite often I say to people, have you ever been hypnotized before? And they tell me no. Well, actually, you're usually hypnotized at least 2 to 3 times a day. It's a very natural thing. One of the easiest ways to be hypnotized is to watch TV. Notice that when you watch TV that the ads come on louder. This is because, in a hypnotic state, you actually take in suggestions a little easier, and that's why the ads come on louder. And have you ever driven from A to B, or gone walk from A to B quite often, and you've got to B without really realizing how you've done it? Well, you've been in a light hypnotic trance. So what is hypnosis like? What does it feel like to be hypnotized? Well, it really varies from person to person. I've had people that have told me that they haven't been hypnotized, but they have. For me, being hypnotized is a bit like that time just before you go to sleep. Also note that when you're hypnotized, you do not go to sleep. You'll hear all the sounds around you. You'll hear me talking to you. You'll have all sorts of thoughts. But one thing I will guarantee, that you will be hypnotized and you'll be very, very relaxed, and you'll come out feeling very refreshed. Another myth about hypnotism is that you have control over a person. I cannot, and hypnosis cannot, control you. It cannot make you do things that you do not want to do. I cannot make you run around the room and cluck like a chicken, unless you want to cluck like a chicken. A funny thought, that, but sometimes that happens. And that is the reason why you have to want to give up smoking. I cannot make you do something that you don't want to do. So, let's now move on to what NLP is, or neuro-linguistic programming. And all this is a method of suggestions and anchoring these suggestions into you to change your habit of smoking to a habit of breathing fresh air. A habit of smoking that costs you a lot of money and costs you in health, to a habit of breathing fresh air, which is free and it is good for your health. If you were to look at the mind, and nobody really knows what the mind looks like, you'll see that the mind consists of both a conscious and a non-conscious part. The conscious part allows you to take in thoughts and then to accept them or to reject them. Your unconscious or non-conscious mind is the part of the mind that runs your body. It allows you to breathe without thinking about it. It allows you to whip your hand away from heat without getting hurt. Between those two is a little filter. The reason you need that filter is if you could consciously change things in your non-conscious mind, you could do some serious damage. Imagine if you could stop yourself breathing. Not a good idea. Now, buried in that non-conscious mind, as we've said before, is your habit of smoking. So what we do is we use hypnosis to put you into a trance. This, in effect, bypasses that filter between the conscious and the non-conscious mind, and it allows us to talk to that non-conscious mind. It allows us to talk to the non-conscious mind to change that habit of smoking to a habit of breathing fresh air. As I've said to you before, the secret is that you have to want to give up smoking. But there's also another thing that you need to do. You need to accept all the suggestions that are given to you in this process 100%. No questions asked. Just accept them. I know that might seem hard, but remember, all these suggestions that are going to be given to you are for your own health and for your own good. If you accept all the suggestions that are given to you today, you will be very, very successful at quitting smoking. If you start questioning these suggestions, I assure you that you will start smoking again. The other thing is, you need to take two words out of your vocabulary, and that is hope and try. Saying that I hope this is going to work, or I'm going to give this a try, is a bit like having a get out of jail free card. It says that you're not committed. So take that out of your mind. Already begin to accept that you are now a permanent non-smoker who breathes fresh air, and that you will accept all these suggestions fully, and that you really want to give up smoking. So what can you accept? What can you expect after this suggestion? Around about 30% of people after this process will just never ever smoke or think about smoking again. Another 30% will frequently think about smoking but will not continue to smoke. Another 30% will get tricked into smoking again. If that happens, just take the CD and go through the process a second time, and I'll assure you it'll work. But you also get people who do this because they're unmotivated or they just want to try this out. People like that will start smoking within a few hours of doing this process. It just shows that they weren't committed to giving up smoking. So, we're almost ready to start the process. One more thing to do, and that is the hypnotic contract. My part of the contract is to supply you with all the tools and suggestions that are necessary for you to give up smoking and become a permanent non-smoker. Your side of the contract is to accept all my suggestions, no questions asked, and to put it into place. Do that, and this will be a very, very successful process for you. So we're ready to start now. So find yourself a comfortable chair, settle your own self in nice and comfortably, and we'll begin.